Okay, John, that takes care of all of our regular business. And now we got one left, and that's under old business.
Mr. Chairman, I wasn't here that evening, but if it pleases the other board members, I'd like to participate. I did listen to the hearing twice and prepared to vote with them.
Thank you for that. Okay. Again, ready? It's case number 12,070. Seeking a variance from front, side, rear yard setbacks.
This is similar to one we had tonight. It's a postage stamp lot that, you know, is 4,000 square feet. If you consider the setback requirements, you can't even build a 1,200 square foot home on a floor. And if you, I did take the liberty of looking because I wasn't here, but I'm sure it was on the map, as it probably is getting ready to be. If you look at the houses in front of it, they are certainly much larger and present a character that is much different than what they're asking to build. And I think that constitutes a necessity to enable reasonable use of that property, especially being right there on the water.
I think it's three-story, 4,000 square foot house on that little postage stamp.
Well, and if you look at these other homes, I'm sure you're looking at 3,000. So that's why I say it. I think it's in character.
There's
right. They're three story. Okay, I didn't see that.
Yeah. That's what we got that night.
Okay, and that okay. Is that those houses in front?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So I could only see the bird's eye view, but it certainly. Yeah, I don't see where. I think the only opposition was the homeowners association, who owns a lot next door, has no intention of building on it, and
objection and one support.
And you had one. I think there was a question about previous variances, and I was wondering if you had information on that.
We did get a response from that, but it came in after the record. So, Mr. Sharp, is that something that we can discuss, or
since it was questioned?
That was closed.
Yeah, I think that record's closed, and since there was opposition, I don't know that we should go there.
But it was asked during the hearing, so can the office respond on that?
I'm looking at Mr. Sharp for that.
I would say probably not in this case, Mr. Mills. Just because we didn't ask specifically for that, it wasn't part of the motion. There was actually a motion to approve it by Mr. Workman, and then it was withdrawn, and then there was the motion to table.
To table it, so
I didn't get a second. That's
right,
but
during the hearing, I heard someone ask if there were other ones. So why wouldn't the office be able to respond to that?
I think I probably asked it.
Because at the time of the hearing, if that information wasn't provided, then it's that record's closed unless the board had said, hey, we want that information. Could you provide it to us?
Left open for that purpose.
Yeah.
Okay.
And given that there's opposition in this, may not be, I'd rather not have to.
Okay.
I still see where, I mean, the motion, I still don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, for the size of lot and everything else.
Great.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
So you're making that the motion?
Well, you had made a motion, Mr. Workman, that said that the property is unique in size and shape. The variances are necessary to enable reasonable use. The variances will not alter essential character because there are similar homes in the neighborhood. It's a minimum variance to afford release and lease modification of the regulation industry.
So that's your motion again?
So do you wish to renew that?
I'll try it again.
Renew that motion?
I'll try it again.
Already? Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Workman, a second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 12,070. All those in favor of the motion, Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mayor? Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for my reasons.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote 5-0, case number 12,070 is approved.
Did we get clarification on Easter?
Yes, I do have clarification for you on that. The part of the concern, not just staffing, but is the public, given that there are holidays the day before and during that week, there was concern that traveling public may not be able to participate and fully in the workshop or in the hearings, which may, you know, create problems.
Okay, and what about the Thursday hearing, Friday hearing, July the 8th?
And we have one July the 9th.
9th, July 9th.
Is that listed? I think they had corrected that on a final.
There's one in June, I remember, Mr. Mills.
I haven't seen any final one, so I didn't know, and
okay.
Ms. McGee doesn't
have one. I don't
have
a final one either. Okay, I will make sure that you have a final copy. I apologize that you did not receive that. I will send that to you.
Did we get that emailed or something out?
Yep.
I don't think so.
Okay. We will make sure you get that tomorrow.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right.
There's nothing else?
Motion to adjourn.
Adjournment.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned. Subject to call. Everyone in the...